Welcome. Today I want to talk about the high you feel when you experience pure gratitude. It's a buzz, and we all love a good buzz. Speaking of buzzes, last week I did something I've never done before, a 5-day fast. Actually, it's called a fast mimicking diet. It was created by this guy, Victor Longo, who wrote a book called The Longevity Diet. And Victor Longo runs the Longevity Institute at the University of Southern California. So you sign up for this diet and they send you in the mail exactly what you're supposed to eat in these little packages for 5 days. So over the course of these 5 days, your body goes into a mode where it thinks you're on a fast. You're not eating, even though you are eating a little bit. And you start off the first few days and your body transitions into a fasting state and this fat-burning mode, so you begin cellular cleanup. And the last few days, your body goes into a state called ketosis, which is a fat-burning metabolic state. It's a fascinating experience. It showed me how dependent I am on food, how many activities center around food. And when you're not really eating in the typical sense, you realize how huge a role food plays in your life. I mean, food is everything. So the guy who created this diet, Victor Longo, in his book, The Longevity Diet, he shares all sorts of cutting-edge discoveries on what science is learning about extending your longevity. And he talks about these people who have this syndrome called Laron syndrome. There's only about 350 people on the planet who have Laron syndrome. They're all descended from a single ancestor who introduced the mutated gene thousands of years ago. It's an incredibly rare genetic disorder, and it stops people from growing taller than 4 feet. But it also seems to protect these people against cancer and diabetes, maybe even heart disease and Alzheimer's. Most people with Laron syndrome, they live in these little tiny remote villages in Ecuador. And they're these little tiny people. For instance, Marcy Valazero, she's 50 years old. She's only 3.5 feet tall, so she's the height of the average first grader. Her weight is 127 pounds, which puts her in the morbidly obese range. Because remember, she's only 3.5 feet tall. But she is as healthy as someone who hits the gym every day. Her diet is no bueno, full of carbohydrates and fat. But her blood pressure is perfect. Even though she keeps putting on pounds, there's no sign of diabetes or any other illness. Marcy and everyone with Laron syndrome, they do not have a naturally occurring growth hormone called IGF-1. So their stunted growth is a result. But the absence of IGF-1 may also prevent the uncontrolled growth of cells that turn into cancer. And it creates extra sensitivity to insulin that serves as a shield against diabetes. So if you did not catch all that, don't worry. The point of all this, Victor Longo feels there are natural ways that already exist in our bodies, like this natural growth hormone, IGF-1, and natural habits in the oldest and healthiest people that can teach us how to turn back the clock, how to fight disease, how to stay young. And one of these natural ways is to limit food intake. If the 5-day fast does not interest you, consider something Victor Longo found in blue zones or places where there are an extraordinary amount of people over 100 years old. They have 12 hours over the course of the day that they're eating and 12 hours over the course of their day that they're fasting. So that means you would eat dinner at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. and you would not eat again until 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. If you eat over the course of 15 hours a day, that starts to be associated with metabolic problems, sleep disorders, etc. So only in recent history have people begun eating over the course of 15 hours. This is a new habit. And if you look at centenarians, it's almost unheard of in these groups to eat over the course of 15 hours a day. So this is a simple, albeit very challenging way to increase longevity and also to increase gratitude. Restrict intake. Restrict intake. It's hard to feel gratitude when we're always longing for our next meal, when we're always in search of what we need to put into our bodies, into our lives. The very nature of gratitude is to enjoy what you have and where you're at. I'm not suggesting you do a 5-day fast, but meditate on the symbolism to use meditation as a way to release the hunger, the desire, the need. It wears on you, it drains you. And use meditation as a way to be self-generating, self-reliant, self-loving, self-healing. One of my favorite quotes, "To think you need anything you don't already have is a form of insanity." Take a moment to get a little more comfortable, spread out, take a deep breath. Question for you. What are you hungry for right now? French fries, cappuccino, to check your social media, to just distract yourself? Can you start to transfer that restless hunger and put it back into yourself? Refuel yourself. Breathe it in. If you can, close your eyes and feel that who you are and what you have is just right. All you need to sustain is this moment and this breath, not the next client or the next meal, not the next trip or the next meeting. This moment, this breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, come back to these words to center yourself. This moment, this breath. This moment, this breath. In just a few minutes, I'll be back. If your attention wandered, this moment, this breath. Mm-hmm. this moment, this breath. Coming back to the moment. To trust that what you have is just right. One of the leading longevity experts describes these tools within us to feel younger and healthier. If we can activate these tools, we turn on our vitality. And one of these tools is to restrict intake, to use meditation as a way to release your hunger, your desire, your needs, because those wear on you, they drain you. And use meditation as a way to be self-generating, self-reliant, self-loving, self-healing. I realize this might not fuel the growth of your business, but who do you want to be around in a meeting or just hanging out with a friend? Do you want to be with someone who's hungry for success at all costs? Or do you want to be with someone who luxuriates in the joy of this very moment? To trust that what you have and where you are is just right. Not the next client, the next meal, the next trip, the next meeting, but this moment, this breath. Peace.